大家好，摩诃涅，摩涅，玛哈摩那耶娑，大家好，摩涅，摩涅，玛哈摩那耶娑，大家好，摩涅，摩涅，玛哈摩那耶娑。大呀大
1.5 The animal was standing. Stay in the comfortable rooms. No, that doesn't have the habit. It doesn't say. Place this habit from Adalata. From Adalata. Being animal, this habit from Adalata. Yes. From Adalata. Because, because there is no rebirth, there is no whatever different types of animal there are, or you see, like Eastern person, Western person, you know. you see, different nationalities. Whatever different nationalities there are. Anyway, all this is not the first experience. One, each sentient being has gone through. You see, there's nothing new type, there's nothing new experience left in samsara, everything's there. You know, numberless times had experienced taking a rebirth on this different nationality or different animals. Even one animal that was rare in one specific area in our country. So that time the habits from past being animals. Like that. Doesn't necessary to relate just like before. Have they done in the past? You mean they produce sheep? They produce a living sheep by taking the. Then they produce the sheep. Yeah, then. You mean? Oh, that. However, it happened. That was karma of the beings. The it was a sheep, and the sheep's karma. It happened that way. Oh, what do you mean? I tend to come. Just exactly the same as us here. each of our mind came from. You know, each of our mind, you see, that which took place, that which was conceived in mother's womb, it came, you see, it exists, which was conceived in mother's womb. You know, it exists before that. Because its continuation exists before that. It's similar. similar, you see. It's of our mind, which was conceived in mother's womb, you see, which was conceived, which came in the mother, which took place in the mother's womb, or the fertilized egg. Yeah. Which took place. Which is conceived there, which took place, a fertilized egg. So, So, that came from its own previous continuity. Previous continuity, its own identical, its own previous continuity. You know, mind. It's the same with the ship. Even though the scientists put together the cells like this, you know, cells are, you know, from their bodies, you could, you know, put together. Same consciousness. See that, the consciousness, for like this, you know, us here, so what was some consciousness came from previous human, previous life, which was human being, came from there. The connection with that, I mean, some consciousness might come from, you see, animal realms or hungry ghosts or child realms or from Sura, from other worldly gods, Sura, those realms. So here, as here, the consciousness would have come from many different, from various realms. So it's the same with the ship. The consciousness came from whichever consciousness came from the previous life, you know, whichever realm that being one. So it's a continuation of that. Did it help? No. The cells were put together, you see. From the liquid from the boat, you see, put together. So the consciousness will take place at that time. When they put together, the consciousness will take place. With the sentient, because that particular sentient being had karma to take place. Had a karma to be born that way. Had a karma to be conceived on that combination of cells. I'll tell you one thing. That, You see, in the fruit, there are worms born in the womb. There are worms born in fruit, and they, in many of the corns, there is a tiny, you know. I don't know so much here, but in Nepal, you know, in many of the corns, inside there's tiny worm. You know, hard one, the very tiny brown, strong one. inside the corn. So they make. So when the corn get fried, when the corn get pumped, and they also, the same time. So anyway, in bamboos, many times in bamboos, in India, you see, when the monks, this Baksa, where I mentioned today, where I lived about 7-8 years. So the monks, they make bed, they make walls, and they make those small rooms, you know, for privacy, for their study, meditation. So bed with them outside, with bamboo. So they go for a cut bamboos. So sometimes they found in bamboo, you know, there's no, the bamboo is there. So there's no hole there, no holes at all. But inside the snake is living. You also want to cut bamboo, the father snap prison, but there's no hole, both sides. And many times in the rocks, inside the rocks, you see animals, you see inside the rock, so there's no hole, nothing. There are animals born there. And many of these are regarded as ordinary nara, ordinary hell. Many times, yeah. Without in the hole, like the inborn inside the rock. Yeah, like this. I missed out. I'm not sure we missed your question. The question. What you said before. Yeah. So they did pursue. So they did produce in the past. Sheep happened. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah, that's because that same thing, we had karma. Had karma to born in that way. Had karma to born that way. So you see, if you, yeah, like another story that in the Sera monastery, you see, somebody had, the leather thing to carry luggage, carry load. They use, you see, to leather, metal leather, to carry luggage. In the East, they use leather, so it was strong. So, the person, the monk, is going to travel for somewhere. So then this thing to carry luggage, was become very dry. So he put in the water. He put in the river, to become soft. To put the stones in, to make soft. Then after 7 days he went and he became an animal. You see the other side has rings. The other side, has rings. I think it was the wider side, has the ring, so you should tie like that. Then this is the final part. So what happened is that after 7 days when he went to check, so you see, animal. So the ring is the mouth. Where's the ring? I think that was the mouth of the animal. So then it was unable to use for. So. these are quite common. So the conscience, you see, the that sentient being has a particular karma. you see, to take a conscience, on that leather, and you see. That one to become the body of the animal. That sentient being has that karma. First of all, there's karma from that from side of sentient being. So there's a condition there. If there's karma, there's a condition. So when the karma is ripened and the condition there, then that's what happens. So same thing. Also, if you throw our hairs in the water, then also the sentient being goes to the karma to, to conscience to take place on the fetlock. So conscience to take place on the hair, you see, to have body like hair. then it goes through a karma, the conscience will take, or karma that happened, the conscience will take place on the hair, inside the water, the condition is ready, the condition there. Then the conscience will take place there, they become animal. it's not a hair, it's an animal. So that time. Same thing they plant, same thing also plants. Yeah. So like that. Shape of plant, having shape of plant, but it's an animal. Yeah. Small ones and large, like large trees. That's whereas whereas chef dozo. Yeah. So those are the guys, I think. Yeah, maybe also ordinary health realm that health scattered on the, you know, the human realm that. So it doesn't, if the sentient being doesn't have, if no sentient being, if the sentient being, if the side of the, from the side of the sentient being doesn't have karma, then it doesn't happen. Even the condition there doesn't happen. But if from the side of the sentient being, if there's a karma there, karma is very strong to happen, and then that makes condition to happen, and then that is, you know, that has a take place on that, that is. So that can somebody explain about the lice? Bugs? Can somebody explain about the, you know, the lice that are born from the body? Did somebody study on that? On the, you know, lice not come, lice body and not come from outside, it's coming from the, sometimes, I think, I don't know, maybe not you, but I think, you know, and you can see it's coming out, you know, from the pores, the lice, with the head, you know. Lice. What? Homemade by other insects. They can be also. They can be also that. Both ways can happen. Both ways. It's just a question of whether the symptom is calm or not. Just like I explained about the leather, you know, that you know. So fruit is not a surprise. It can happen both. There are so many sentient beings out. So many sentient beings. You see, pass away from other realm and then born in the intermediate stage. There's numberless beings there. Numberless beings there who are, you see, waiting there to, or there to reincarnate, you know. So therefore, even inside human beings' body, you know, stomach, or you know, in the fruit or whatever, that there's so many symptoms there in the mid-stage, you know, to take rebirth, you see. So then from their side, they have it's a karma to be born as worms. So many have karma to be born. They karma to be born as worms in the fruit or whatever, or in the flower, you know, in the flower having same color, which cancer took on that, you know, on that flower, that leaf. So therefore, you know, physical continuation came from there. Physical continuation came from the leaf, or green leaf, or the yellow flower, the orange, you know, flower, orange color flower. So, yeah. So then, day karma happened to, you know, to conceive there, to be born on the green leaf or the flower. And karma took place on there. You know, then the then according to the color of the leaves or the flower, then the body, see there, this is the body. So even one, the tiny flower, so many insects there, it's the same color. You know, leaves, and suddenly green, same color as the leaves. So, for example, human body or animal body, something that you know. That after death, without the it was just left there. Then immediately it was just left there, the body, the ground or something like that. Then immediately that old middle, that you know, body filled with worms, you know, with some of the worms inside the body. Even it wasn't there before. But so coolly, the inside the body filled with worms. So like that, like that example, so many times happens. Why so easy to be born? So easy to be born. And so many, so easy to be born. One time, and many years ago, when I was doing retreat in Laodo, where the cave is, and when I came at the time when I was building the monastery up there, I met, I saw a piece of text, instruction on how to make wisdom pills. Wisdom pills. It's advice from Nagarjuna. It's something where it has unbelievable benefit. So I tried to get substances to make a pill. I was doing other retreat. But during the break also, I was trying to bless this pill. So I met a few pills with the, those with other, some with the precious substance. Some, you see, plant. So I met a few pills and I put in a bottle. Sooner or later, that everything become worms. So everything, you know, everything becomes this tiny one. You know, the very tiny one. Sometimes you see on the dead, on the old wood, you know, you see the humid, you know, old wood, this tiny insect. What do you call their name? So the bottle, the whole substance pill is everything becomes like that. You know, complete thousands. I don't know, maybe, I thought that time, maybe my mind was so impure, maybe, could be Manjushri, maybe my mind was so impure, see only tiny worms. So anyway. So like that. So the smell, anyway. Smell this coming story, I think I mentioned recently, I think, somewhere, maybe in Singapore, I think. No. And then in Greece, it's your first forest got fire. In Greece, forest got fire. So the airplane went to take water. To take water and to extinguish the fire. So what happened was that okay. So the airplane went to get water, you know, to suck water and draw water and extinguish the fire in the forest. Then they saw that in the forest one person with the dark water equipment dressed up the diving uniform. Frogman. the fox. So they like fish. I'm not like fish. The legs have these ones, you know. So this black, you know, all dressed up. So laying down on the ground, dead, you see, around the fire. So the trees burn. Trees, you know, the fire which is burned, you see. So all dressed like this, in the middle of the forest, dressed, you know, in this and driving, you know, this driving suit. With a scuba. With a scuba. Air tanks on the back. So anyway, what happened was, how it happened, usually, nobody goes in the thing gets in the forest, you know, in that way, dressed that way. So anyway, so, with the, you know, legs like that. So what happened was, how it happened? The person in there, uniform or the driving, driving suit, you see. So, how it happened is that when the airplane went there to, you know, take the water, to suck the water, you know, that. The person was driving that time. So then, you know, the person went inside the airplane along with the water. So then, I think so the pilot has no idea. So then carried together, and then you know where the water is put down to extinguish the fire, the person is not there. I don't think this person have planned in that way. I don't think he planned in his life, you know, to be in that way. I don't think so. So that's you see, person with a personal side that is karma to die in that way. See, that is karma to die in that time, in that moment, is that time. So that's, because there's karma, that's how it happened. So that karma was, if it was purified before, if you practice dharma, purified karma before, then this wouldn't happen. But the karma is not purified. So then, that's what happened. Also in India, I think some years ago, I think maybe three, four, five years ago, somewhere there's on the road there's a huge snake. There was a huge snake. So all the trucks were, you know, stopped. So anyway, one truck went over. One truck is huge snake straight on the road, not going away. So the one truck went on top, and then I think the person gets maybe, you know, killed the snake. So what happened was that man, you know, got married, and that man got two children. Both children had a snake, had all their body, you see, has like exactly snake body. Yes, skin, yeah, snake skin. the two children, you see, has snake skin, exactly snake skin body. So nobody accepts them in school. Nobody wants to accept, you know, them to come in school, because, you know, it's frightening to other children. Or nobody accepts them to be in school. So the newspaper said that the parents were trying to, you know, trying to make some change or trying to do some treatment or some. So I don't know what happened to them. So that's probably this might be. So anyway, the. So the children's side, you see, the children's side, they have karma to born with that death. You know? Then also there's a relationship with the parents as well. So children's side, they have karma to born like that, and body like that, you see. Then in in France, one child, I think maybe in France, one child was born with the, you know, this is even more, it's even harder to believe. One child was born with the leg, wood, you know, wood, wooden leg, which one child was born, and it did. There's more information of that. There's more digital information. Born with kind of, yeah, leg, wood. And then one, I think the one couple, so the husband has other. friend, other girlfriend or something, you know. the other affairs also. So the wife find, yeah. So the one day the wife find out that. So she was extremely depressed, so unhappy. so she wanted to suicide. And he died. Well, she wanted to die, but she didn't die. But he died. So this is amazing. When the karma. You see, she didn't have a karma to die that time. You see, her karma to die that time did not happen. But there was a husband karma. Yeah, husband karma to die. You see, in that way, you know, karma to husband to die in that condition. You see, situation. So, husband has that karma, and that karma happened. Sudden husband died. You see, so. You know, she landed on, you know, on him, and he died. Yes. No, she wouldn't. Here is not the killing is not completed, you know, because there was no intention to kill. You see, there was no intention to kill. So, yeah, that is the karma. Yes, and that would be the karma. But. Yeah, it's not complete. It's not completed. It's not complete. And the karma of of killing. But death can be. You see, it could be killing with ignorance. ignorance. Not knowing. Is without knowing, you know, without knowing. Just like when we walk in the road without knowing, the insect has stepped over by the feet, you know. Smell. Smell.
So the. So. Sulte. Yes. Sulte. Yes. Sulte is karma. For that. Even. Yeah. Even one. Yeah. So. The. You know. Due to ignorance. Could be that. Ignorance. Could be. But it should be analyzed, but still should be analyzed, but can be out of ignorance. This, they can be still, so like, for example, worm, so, you know, on the road, we step off, you see, you know, without seeing, step over. So there's slowly the karma involved. So therefore, what we're similar to that. Even though there is not a complete action, feeling that, you know, the intent, because there's no intention. then the haka. yes, okay. Yes. Oh, really? Yes, yes, yes. yes. I think in there, for example, like earthquake, you see, earthquake or something, for example, then you have no choice. You have no choice at all. And bang is, you know, but I think that because you have no choice, you can't do anything there, you know, yourself, beyond from your capacity, you know, capacity. So I don't think that yourself has no choice, you can't do anything. So, or by going. It may be good, yeah. But they fell down. They fell down without choice, no? They fell down without choice, the road. Huh? Yeah. That's right. Yes, that's right. But, yes. But the main thing is, you see, that's right, but that alone. Yes, that's right, but that alone. Yeah, that's right, but that alone. That alone, yes. just going there. I don't think. Anyway. From my side, I would say, I don't think that makes them do that, become negative karma. Especially it happened due to, you see, they themselves no complete freedom, just due to external, see, things that happened, you know. The person themselves no free, no choice. So this is what I would say from my
say, from my point of view.
The other very, say, very involved karma. So there's one, there happened one family. see if I can remember again. So the son of the family maybe didn't get anyway, so what happened was, there was a couple, and the one even the husband get angry, you know, husband takes gun, and he kind of, there's no bullet, it's an empty gun. So every time when he get angry to his wife, he takes the gun and, you know, pretend shooting to his wife. So every time he does this, then what happened was the son of the family, the son of the family didn't get the inheritance from the mother, you know, didn't get inheritance from the mother. So the son really got angry, you know, I think some hate towards the mother. So then he put a bullet, one day he put a bullet in the gun, wishing that when the father get angry, then, you know, she will shot through the, you know, the mother will be shot, you see. So he wished, he planned that this way. So what happened was, he did that, he put a bullet in the gun. So then one day, so for 2 months nothing happened. The father didn't get angry to his wife or mother, you know. The father didn't get angry. It took 2 months, so nothing happened. So the son got very upset. So then he wanted to commit suicide himself. So then he jumped through the window. From the roof. He jumped from the roof, and then went downstairs, down somewhere, one of the floors. And outside the window, there's what's called safety net. So he jumped from the roof, and he fell down. He fell on the safety net. So at the same time, when he fell on the safety net, the father, you know, father should say, so father got angry to his wife, and he was, then he was using his gun to shoot. So he shot. That time, and what happened? It happened except that the son, you know, fell. Son was the one to commit suicide. Jumped from the roof, so fell on the safety net. So then. Oh, I see. So. So, yes. The father shot. Father shot again. Then he missed out the wife. He missed out the. The target of the wife. then the bullet went, it hit the son's, you know, at the head. Bullet went inside the head, and he died there. Oh, well, he was for the while the son was falling down. Yeah, so the father should can see. he missed out while it hit the sun. when the head, he died. So you can see here, you see the heart karma. Also, his attitude, his plan was to kill the mother, but then it became killing. It became the whole thing. You see, it became the whole thing turned out to be killing him. You know, himself. See? Yeah. Mm. So, however, you see, when the karma is ripened, car went by. The driver. Yes. Killed a man. Yes. Yes. Maybe he need to go for a retreat. A half suit retreat. that you see, yes. What happened is that you see that day the six ladies, their karma, their collective karma is to die in that way, to die together, because they did something in the past. They did something together, you know, harm others, kill others, other beings together. so you see, so take from their side, they create a cause is to die in that way, see, together. And then this, so the condition to how they won't die. And conditions with a car like this, you know, so they have karma to die in such a condition. Why they died in that way? Because they have a karma to die in that way. With such conditions, you see. Yeah. Then also, so one thing, so it's possible. So when their karma is very powerful, to die in this way, you see. With this man's car, this man driving. So when the karma is so powerful and it happened, so that time, you see, even this person didn't have any intention to kill. It meant to just to come there to come there to reach the people. Then, so. You see, because karma so powerful has happened, you know, so you see the whole thing become out of control. So the driving become out of control due to the heavy the karma that's happened already, and also sometimes there's also conditions like spirit. There's a karma, and there's also sometimes the spirits are being harmed. Other beings caused to do this. you see, the day when the karma has happened, the people in the car to die or do some damage. You see, first of all, from the people's side is karma, and second thing, so there's some condition. It has to have some condition. Whatever it is, there has to have some condition for the death or for the damage. You see, the injury. So, just finish. So, also, yeah. So, there sometimes also there can be condition other beings, you see, spirit, either abiding such a place. Abiding such a location, certain locations, or then
the first of all, the karma from previous sides has happened, you see. Then the condition. So, can make the drivers, it can make the drivers, they can influence the driver's mind. They can influence the driver's mind. Certainly not out of control. The driver has to become out of control. You see. yeah, out of control, you see. Certainly change the mind or certainly see, make the driver out of control. So, these are karma. you see, so there are these other conditions also. That, so there, the, in the certain places, certain thoughts, you know, certain places, then many people get some, you see, some trouble at that spot. So this, many times it happens, you know, that cars tend to, a certain spot, you see, many people have big trouble, things like that, you see. So there are things like that, which are related. First of all, people's karma, the second to the other outside conditions. So when we are traveling in Tibet, I think this second time, 73 people went in Tibet to a pilgrimage. It was supposed to be meant 1 month, but it took 2 months. So when we were coming back, I think the day before we reached at the border of Nepal. So we went in the morning from a place called Tingri. So there was snow. that morning there was snow. So there were, well, there's one area where there are huge mountains around. So the one or two trucks, you know, who were going before us, they all, both trucks, they slipped out in the ditch. They were driving before, okay, but one slipped out, another one slipped out in the ditch, you know, that side of the road. Then, then also our car, remember? Our car, you know, it was okay, then also he slipped out in the ditch. Then in the car, I think six people suddenly took out, six people in the same bus. So they got headaches, and there was one nun, Tibetan nun, who was translator, did translation for many years, different centers. So her eyes immediately, her eyes, you know, were looking wrong, looking at the corner, both eyes. then whole face completely changed. So, yeah, so then burned Zamba, I think. Burned Zamba, you know, to the smell, then put it as somebody said, helps. Then put upscaling protection, so they put the protection on their head. However, it didn't last long, and, you know, just for a short time. But then I think that the next truck, the truck before us also, remember? So there's these things happen, yeah. There's karma from people's side first. Because of that, the karma that happens, so there are conditions that makes the driver out of control, you see, like that. So there's two things. especially the person didn't have any intention to, you see, to kill him, and it just happened out of control. So, usually, if we, if other people, you see, with negative mind, if they give harm to that person, that means that karma has to be, means that other people who want to give trouble to this person is that they created extra karma, extra net karma, which results they have experienced in the future. So it's not a trouble. The in the reality, the people they created created extra problem for themselves, you know, to experience additional suffering, to experience additional suffering in the future, to resolve that given to, say, with negative mind, you see, giving trouble, giving harm to the person. you see, if it's analyzed, there's no benefit to that person. There's no benefit to the family. Both sides, there's no benefit. For the family, it's a burden of another additional suffering, you know, the karma, external karma. So, like that, and like that. Like that. So anyway, in that case, I would say like that. In this particular case. You know, from Dharma point of view. From Dharma point of view, or you see. This is. Okay. maybe you want to short. Maybe you want to keep your breath. maybe there shouldn't be any spirit. So maybe we can short breath, keep your breath. So, as we talked before, so therefore the conclusion is there, that if there is the karma created in the past, that even so in the life, even which one think. You know, even one cannot believe at all that things can happen. You see, that can, generally speaking, so things can happen. Even the one say, cannot believe at all. So hard to believe. So if there's a karma to happen that thing. If that karma is ripened, then this thing. Those which are normal, which one normal thing is impossible to happen, can happen. So therefore, there has been various karma. We cannot see our mind what kind of karmas we created in the past lives. So there have been all sorts of karma. there have been all sorts of negative karmas collected. The good karma is the problem. I haven't created good karma, but all sorts of negative karma is collected in the past from beginningless birth. So therefore, the conclusion is that the practice of purification began. The practice of purification, it is good that able to retreat, you know, that a fixed time to retreat of purification. It's good, but the most important one is every day to practice the purification is the essential thing. And every day to practice the purification, then say, to observe, say, to not create same negative karma again. So that means that involves watching the mind and in everyday life, you know, constantly watching the mind, and then guard the mind, you know, from the delusion,
By watching the mind, one is able to guard, protect one's mind from delusion. So that means we are able to protect and we are able to abstain from creating the karma. So the second thing is this, to abstain from the karma, including then as many as possible, living the vow precepts, the tech precept. So if it's a lay, there's a lay precept. you see, lay vows to take, and that's which they are for the life, you know, for the life, or for the which is for one day, which one can take many times, which one can take many times, you know, again, the one which is for one day, like Advanta precepts. So these things are solution. As regards looking for a solution, what to do. So for ourselves, what to do is this, even thinking for solutions. Then to help others, how to help others? How to help others to not experience suffering, you know, problems, not karma, they experience negative karma. So how to help others? So ourselves practice, how to help others? You know, to save from the various of these problems and sufferings of life. That is, you know, that is teaching others the Buddha, teaching others good heart. Always say, teaching others, say, inspiring others to practice compassion and kindness, good heart. So this way they don't harm others and they don't create a significant karma. Their actions does not become good karma. Their actions become and get transformed into good karma. You know, virtuous action, cause of happiness. So as they practice good heart, you know. So therefore, ourselves practice as much as possible. Then, educate others. You know, educate others. They educate others dharma. Educate others good heart. And best dharma is educating others good heart, teaching them, causing them to practice good heart as much as possible. So oneself, ourselves, an example, that teaching example, and then also with words, teaching, also teaching, inspiring them, teaching them. So there's a solution to help others as much as possible. So to purify the innate karma, and to cause them to abstain from creating innate karma again. So this way, then they will have more and more happiness, and then gradually, from happiness, then they can go to enlightenment. Good heart. the educational karma, explaining others, giving educational karma. Giving knowledge about karma, about mind, and especially good heart. So everybody, people themselves, they like other people to love them. They people themselves, they like other people to be generous, to trust them. Other people to have compassion towards them, concern for them. So therefore, they need from this. If they want to receive benefit from other people, they want to receive help from other people, they want to receive love from other people, then from their side, they should practice. in order to cause others to love them or to help them, to benefit them, others to not harm them, then they should say that depends on creating cause from their side to love others or you see to benefit others, to help others. So that becomes the cause. So therefore, for general people, by using themselves, they need as an example. That should be general people is easy to understand need to practice good heart for. So it's not only just for. It's not only for the. That takes care. That takes care in their life, happiness. So that brings. That brings their good heart. That their good heart. They understand karma. Having dharma wisdom, understand karma, and their good heart brings happiness to themselves in this life, and and especially happiness in future lives, in the long, in all the future lives. And then, yeah, then the freedom from samsara and then also as enlightenment. So their good heart benefits, brings all this happiness to them. So dharma education, meditation practice, this is the best solution, best the best way to help, because it completely transforms their mind. Mind, you know, they completely transform their mind from thought of giving harm to others, you know, and into thought of benefiting others. So at least do not give harm to others. You know. Even they don't benefit others, but at least do not harm others. So through Dharma education, you know, meditation practice, especially Bodhicitta, and this is what causes them. So I often say. I often mention that like centers or Kapan, like Nepal is the Kapan meditation course, you see. This, for example, November, this 1 month meditation course. So around 200 or a little less, around, you know, more or less that people come from many different parts of the world. However, after having attended, anybody who I haven't met or heard, you know, somebody who attended the course, and then, you know, say, involved in action of killing. Haven't met or haven't heard, more heard opposite, you know. So you see, the person after having heard Dharma, because when you hear Dharma, it talks about karma, cause of happiness, cause of suffering, what one should do, what one should not do, the right thing. That's basically good heart. So Bodhisattva. So therefore, the important benefiting others and how that affects to yourself. By the way. You know, happiness and problem, suffering to your soul, to your life, depending on how, whether one benefit others or whether one harm others. So anyway, so person gets this understanding. So even the person cannot chant mantra, cannot do any sadhanas. It cannot do any of the traditional practices. But this person, you see, the maximum, you see, if they're insect, do not step over, do not walk over, do not kill. So this carefulness, you know, do not harm, do not kill. This, at least these practices, this one, to not harm others, do not kill. See, if there's something there on the road, do not step over, you know, in the house. See, so even one could not do recitation mantras or chanting. So it gives so much happiness. So it gives so much, even by practicing this, gives so much happiness to the other living beings. No harm, so much happiness to other living beings. And that is that itself, not harm others, you know, and itself is not harming to oneself. You know. The, not creating problems, you know, this life and future lives, you see, for oneself. not doing action, not engaging in action which results suffering to oneself now in the future. So that's that. So that is a, you know, yeah. So much peace and happiness, you know, one receive, one enjoy, you know, this life and future lives from that. Then other sentient beings, especially other sentient beings, you know, they have peace and happiness they receive from that person who doesn't harm them. So there is a practical, so there is a practical benefit, real practical benefit to others, to oneself, especially to others. So that is the benefit of hearing Dharma. Mm. So even just a, even it's just 2 days teaching, or see, you know, 1 day's teaching of the Buddha Dharma. So that means this one person, you know, who attends it. Yeah. Then since from that time, the person doesn't give harm, you know, doesn't kill others. especially intentionally, purposely killing, you see, so it doesn't happen. So that means numberless of other living beings whom the person could have killed, you see, fishing and many things, either going for fishing and so forth, many things. So numberless other living beings, their life is protected, or they are saved, if they don't receive harm from this person, you know, all the thousands of fish or other animals, then also including human being, you see, so much harm become received from that person become less, you know? So there's the real practical benefit there, by listening to Dharma, they teaching the Buddha. So the best way of taking care of oneself, best way of taking care of life, one's own life, by not harming others and benefiting others. So by teaching, so therefore, oneself by practicing Dharma and teaching others Dharma, causing others to meet Dharma, you are saving, giving education of Dharma to others, you know, causing to develop good heart in others. So this, say, by teaching Dharma, oneself practicing Dharma, by oneself learning Dharma and teaching Dharma to others, so you save so many sentient beings from the suffering. You save them. There's so many sentient beings. So then each of these persons, you see, whom one teach Dharma, whom one inspire or to a good heart, then each of these persons also inspire other people, other sentient beings, you see, to engage in the good karma, the positive actions, to benefit others, to not harm others. Then those people, you see, say, so each of these persons, you see, benefit, say, yeah, they inspire other people, then those inspire other people, then those inspire other people, cause others to create good karma, to not harm others. So like that, it's spread out. So each of these persons actually, you see, stop harm to so many sentient beings. Each of these persons stop harm to so many sentient beings. Whereas if the person didn't know karma and dharma, didn't practice good heart, and this person can constantly harm to so many sentient beings without changing their negative attitude and negative actions, you know, harming others. So therefore, each of these persons, you see, stops harm to numberless other living beings, you see, stop harm. So brings so much peace and happiness to others besides their own individual life. So therefore, there's a real practical, say, there's no question, those who are living in the vow inspire others to live in the precepts, you know, no question. So therefore, there's a real practical, the such a vast, such a vast way, say, to bring, you know, peace and happiness to the sentient beings. So it's by dharma, by the oneself practicing Buddha's teaching, then inspiring others or making others to understand. Or there's no better than this to guide. There's no better than this to help other sentient beings. There's nothing better than this to help or to benefit other sentient beings.